KD meetup, we had our goals and our ideas clearly set in our mind. We wanted to organize an event which could introduce people to open source, which could teach them the basic technologies and could introduce them to the basic tools, which could get them started on open source development. And we wanted to tell them how awesome KDE is and wanted them to feel inspired to be a part of the KDE community. And our session included talks by Pradeepto, Shantanu, Rishabh, Vishesh, and they covered the topics of Qt, GitHub, introduced the essence of KDE community and KDE technologies and Plasma workspaces, KDE EDU suite, and yeah. So they were also inspired to contribute to programs such as Google Summer of Code and Season of KDE. And the afternoon sessions were kept interactive so that they could have a hands-on experience to real-world programming, and so that they could have this sort of new feeling within them that they've contributed to help and create a software which is used by billions of people around the world. And this was sort of a change, a different sort of exposure that the students received from their general college education. And at the end of the event, they had this newfound inspiration to want to be a part of KDE and to want to contribute more and to create something which could be a revolution in itself. And the speakers were so warm and friendly, and they even encouraged the students to ask more doubts, and they were there guiding them along at every step. So this was our event schedule, and yeah. So the speakers ensured that none of the students felt left out, and that they were not hesitant to ask for any more questions. Now, what did we gain from this experience? First and foremost, we learned to set our visions clear, to realize what we wanted to achieve through the event. I mean, we wanted to organize an event which sort of helped include even more people into the community. And we tried our level best to make sure that that is possible. And we also realized that it is extremely important to commit yourself to the entire process and to make it your dream. I mean, it is not just an event. It is something which is inspiring for you, something which makes you want to do something great. And it was a life-changing experience for us. And we resolved to have more people as a part of the KDE community. Next thing that we learned is that nothing is impossible. I mean, when Yash came up to us, I think in January, he said that he wanted to organize a large-scale KDE event in our city, in our very own college. We were pretty skeptical. I mean, a 19-year-old organizing an event for like 350 people, we thought that to be pretty impossible. But that was not the case at all. I mean, you need to believe in yourself to believe in the idea and to believe that you can make this happen. And that is what we realized, that if you commit yourself to this vision and believe that you can make this possible, then nothing is impossible and you can achieve whatever you worked hard for. Some of the challenges that we faced helped us to grow a lot and learn a lot in the entire process. All the basic preparations for any event, setting up the Wi-Fi, we ensured that there were 8 routers installed at the accommodation venue, and we divided the entire area into different parts so that Wi-Fi access was available to each and every one of them, and charging ports, and we even ensured that they were given all the software pre-installed so that no time was wasted during the event. And everything, the accommodation details, the travel details, all of that was handled extremely diligently by the entire volunteer team, and they worked really hard to make it possible. One of the biggest things and one of the most important things when it comes to such events is promotion. And it is extremely important to have a good promotion strategy and to make sure that you reach out to all the people who really want to work and who want to be a part of this event. So we used all the standard methods. We contacted people through social networking sites, blogs, and mailing lists. But one of the things which we found to be really effective was the personal contact. Our target, our audience, was primarily a lot of college students. So we made a separate list of all the mailing lists, and we appointed a separate person for each college, and they were deemed to be the point of contact, and they ensured that all the promotion work and all the registrations were taken care of. And also all the places which were within our reach, we regularly organized visits to those places, and we personally visited each individual groups of students and explained to them about KDE and about the event, and tried to convince them to be a part of this experience. And separate sessions and demos were also organized at places where it was needed. Well, promotion work can be disheartening at times. I mean, we at places we didn't receive the same outputs that we expected to, but the important part is to not lose heart and just keep on working. And the results were pretty good. I mean, registrations were not coming in as quickly, but at the end of our promo work, we actually had to stop all of our registrations because we were already overflowing, and we had like about 50 on-the-spot registrations, and people were like ready to pay almost double the original registration fee to attend the event. So I guess that turned out to be pretty good. Food arrangements. Well, arranging food for 350 people at the same venue is quite difficult. It's not that easy. And our volunteer team handled it extremely well. And one of the very important things to be noticed here is the hard work and the dedication of the volunteer team. I mean, they were as tired and as hungry and probably worked even more, but they ensured that all of the guys, all of the attendees, they were served first, and they got to eat, and they got to just, yeah, first. And then they sat down. So it just shows their selfless nature and just how committed everybody is to making the event a success. One of the key highlights of KDE Meetup, something which we've nicknamed the Bardoli incident, is something which is an epitome and is a reminder, and it stands for everything that KDE believes in. It is one of the biggest proofs that KDE Meetup was a success. And one of the guys, he said that, I want you to organize KDE Meetup at our college too. And these were the words of a student. He traveled at 5 a.m. in the morning and endured a train journey of 4 hours just to attend KDE Meetup. And he was full of enthusiasm and great expectations to make the most of the event. And the best part was that these expectations were not let down. And this was not only his words, these were the words that echoed the voice of 50 other students, 50 other participants from his university, from which is located in the south of Gujarat. And all of these guys, they came, in, they had a long train journey, and they were extremely enthusiastic to make the most of the event. But something went wrong, and the fatigue overcame them, and they decided that they didn't want to attend the event anymore, and they were just leaving. And Pradeepto saw them, and he stopped them from going, and he asked them, and he listened to all of their problems, and he waited, and he explained to them for 2 hours, patiently explained to them about KDE, their sense of KDE community, the joy of contributing to open source, and what everything that the community believes in. And they tried to, he tried to ensure that all of them, they made the most of the event. And you could see that, though there was this hope that returned in their eyes. They had this renowned zeal, this sort of enthusiasm of wanting to, again, be a part of the event and be a part of the community. And Pradeepto sat down and explained everything that was taught in the event in the first day. And he promised to organize a separate session for them the next day. And all of those guys turned up the next day, and a separate session was organized for them. And Shantanu, Rishabh, Jigar, Akshay, Yash, all of Sini, all of these guys, they took out time and they personally catered to everybody's doubts and helped in solving them. And the end results were that something which took the other guys 4 hours to learn, these guys could finish learning it in like 2 hours. And they were extremely happy. They had this amazing feeling. They had this sort of accomplishment, this enthusiasm of wanting to contribute to open source. And then they joined the session with the rest of the people, and they contributed to the crowd with their thoughtful questions. And when it was 5 o'clock, like the official end of KDE meetup, they were really sad to go. I mean, they had learned so much from the event, and they were so happy with the way they learned so much, and they really wanted something like KDE meetup to be organized at their place too. They were just so inspired, and they wanted to be a part of the KDE community, which is something that I feel is a great achievement. Sponsorship is somewhat important to the success of any event. And in a small scale event like ours, we were lucky enough to get local sponsors such as ThoughtWorks. We create logic in Sanisoft, and we do not have to take sponsorship from KDE EV. And we worked really hard on sponsorship. We had endless number of meetings, sponsorship brochures, and everything. And yeah. The strength and the foundation and the amazing people who made KDE Meetup possible. First of all, the entire KDE community. I mean, we received a tremendous guidance from them, their ideas, their inputs, and we would have really been lost without the guidance and the support of the KDE community. All the members of KDE India, Pradeepto, Rishabh, Shantanu, Vishesh, Sini, everybody, they were just, we had endless number of Google Hangouts with them and the entire volunteer team, and they were there with us at each and every step, guiding us along, helping us with the promo work, with the sponsorship and everything, and they were just an invaluable boon to us. And Akshay, Jigar, they were helped a lot, and they helped in the organization process. Priyan, Shubham, and the entire volunteer team, they spent endless sleepless nights trying to make this event possible and successful. Pankal, a student of the university in Bardoli, he got 50 registrations from his college, and he ensured make sure that they, his fellow students, could realize the essence of the KDE community. And Kesha, who helped a lot with the dot stories and promotion work. And of course, Yash, without whose enthusiasm and vision, it was very difficult to turn KDE Meetup into reality.
Okay, so what is the future now? So first of all, we plan to register KDE India as a legal authority in India. And after that, we plan to organize many small such kind of meetups, low-cost meetups everywhere in India, and one very big event annually. So we are planning for conf.kde.in in 2014. And depending on the availability of venue and local factors, it will be probably in February or March. So this is like what we're planning.
KDE Meetup was an amazing learning experience for all of us, and it was just, we had so many obstacles, and we learned that no matter how much amount of endless planning and hard work that you put in, there's always going to be a time when difficulties and obstacles are going to come up. But the important task is to turn that negative something into something which is really positive and which is really good, and which can be a reminder to of the KDE community and of what everything it stands for. And it wasn't just an event to us. It was our dream, it was our vision. And we hoped to affect a lot of lives by this event. We hoped to introduce more people to open source, to help them to grow and to help them to learn, and to help make something which could be a revolution in itself. So our only thing is that don't ever underestimate the power. Believe in yourself, believe in KDE, believe in open source, and believe in events such as this. And I hope that this talk was beneficial, and we look forward to many more such KDE meetups being organized all around the world. Thank you.